It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
All right, let's do this quick because I'm hungry and I don't want to kill any more time.
Oh,
I
want to go. Tummy hurt.
You know what? Your tummy's gonna hurt.
I'm gonna punch you in it.
Punch you right in the tummy. What should we talk about on the podcast today?
I don't know. Houdini getting punched in the stomach.
Yeah, that's what killed him.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
Right in the tummy, man.
Oh, because he wasn't ready.
Didn't Bruce Lee do it too? But I think Bruce Lee actually. It was a Brandon Lee. Bruce Lee did the same thing.
Brandon Lee got shot.
Right.
That was like an accident. Like something happened with like the gun on set.
I think Bruce did get punched in the stomach, put him in the hospital for a while, and that was like the start of something else that went wrong with him with his stomach.
But yeah, Houdini, dude. So he had this thing where he could he could take the punch from anybody, but the guy hit him when he wasn't ready. He's like, well, yeah, but I got to be ready.
Right.
You know, like I got to, and the guy just went, wham!
Yeah. Sweet, bro.
Yeah.
You killed a magician.
I hope you're happy.
You know? Well, what about what you always know about the bigger guy? It's an old school video of him taking a cannonball to the stomach.
Yeah.
Are you serious, dude?
That would hurt.
Yeah.
That would hurt.
Think about it. That's a bowling ball.
Yeah.
Getting shot in your stomach.
Maybe because it's close range.
Still, I don't know, though. Dude.
Yeah.
I don't know.
God. Just.
That noise. Ooh, that looked like it hurt. You liked that, didn't you? I wouldn't do that anymore.
We've all had the wind knocked out of us.
Oh, dude.
It's
dude, it's the worst. I haven't had the wind knocked out of me in so long.
It's been a long time. But do you feel like you're dying?
Oh, dude,
you
do.
You feel like you're fucking dying. It's the worst.
You know what happened a lot with that was in football. You'd land on the football.
Yeah.
You know, you get tackled and...
Just breathe, man. Just breathe. It's just... There's that nothing... Oh, my God. Hold on. I gotta do it.
Why did it always happen as a kid, too?
As an adult, maybe I'm getting less.
Oh, it's this lady.
What kind of grapes?
Stomping on the grapes.
Filled with Chamberson grapes, and the winner this Saturday who stomps the most juice will actually win an overnight stay here at Shad's.
Oh,
tours, seminars, arts and crafts. It's a lot of fun, a whole day.
Stop.
And then they go back to the news people.
She is.
Yeah, she's hurt. She took a hard...
Dude, everybody's been...
There! Right there. That part right there. Hold on. Right here. That...
Dude, that's hard to listen to.
I can't breathe.
No, we could literally do a whole entire show on your worst
hard fall off there.
Okay.
God.
Gosh,
we're gonna make sure she is.
You can tell she's about ready to.
We'll be back right after.
She was about ready to crack. She was I just love the news anchors that are like, don't laugh. Oh my God, dude.
Dude, so we could literally do an entire show on the worst way you've gotten the wind knocked out of you.
Oh my God, man.
Everybody has a story.
Yeah.
Everybody.
I think the last time it was at recess.
Yeah.
Like that's how long ago. It was at recess, like playing football.
Yep.
And just right on my back, and I thought I was gonna die.
Yeah.
Dude, I thought I was gonna die.
It's the worst.
Anyway, that was 4 minutes of nothing.
Right. That was great though.
It's
relatable.
We just made noise for four straight up noise for 4 minutes.
We got to a YouTube video. It's going good.
Well, should we talk about anything else, or should we just wrap it up with that?
I think we could just wrap it up with
that. I'm fine with that. We laughed.
Go out there and get the wind knocked out of you. All right. Did you ever have any buddies who let you punch them in the stomach?
No, come on, man. And I never wanted to either.
No.
It's like this one guy in Vegas. The last time we were in Vegas, this guy literally had a sign, kick me in the nuts for like $10.
No.
What are you doing?
First off, I don't think he got nuts, man.
I'm at the point where
that's a good marketing scheme.
I'm at the point where I just any kind of chance of putting myself in bodily harm.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not fun anymore. You know, not saying I don't like, I do stuff,
yeah.
But it's like I'm not going out of my way. Yeah, it's same thing too with your friends hitting you in the nuts. Like that was fun, but I'm also at the point now where
it's just like,
right. I'm done with it. Like it's like, ugh.
Want to have kids?
Yeah.
Do you?
Man, oh man.
What was the worst time you've gotten hurt? Worst injury?
Oh,
I've never, I don't think either of us have
broken
anything.
I've never broken a bone, knock on wood. At this point, too, I don't see it happening unless I do something really stupid. Worst injury? I don't know, man. I've never been seriously injured.
Yeah. I got tackled in football one time and somebody slid a helmet into my lower back.
Dude.
Yeah. It was terrible.
I mean, I did playing football. I rolled my ankle real bad.
Yeah, those are the
worst. That put me out, and that's still like there's still times where I'll take a weird step. I'm like, that old high school injury.
Yeah.
But I mean, you know, being on the farm, I had a couple things, but yeah, nothing real. I've been really fortunate.
Yeah, you're lucky in that way, man. Usually, everybody breaks a bone.
I've been shot by a 22. I'm fine.
This is true, dude. I still can't. I can't wrap my brain around that. Dude,
it was birdshot. Don't
we
say
what we
pussy.
Were doing? We were shooting rubber bands at each other at that
pussies.
Age.
Yeah, right. Pussies.
Yeah, Brock out back, dude, loading his 22 with birdshot. Dude, you know, if my dad saw us do that, dude, you're never touching a gun again.
See, my folks left my brother and I unsupervised on a farm full of guns and whatnot.
Well, you're a farm guy, too. There's probably a little bit more shenanigans going on at the farm.
My brother and I should be dead.
Yeah.
I mean, we had
heavy equipment.
Yeah,
high rises,
skid loaders. I mean, at our disposal,
everything there is basically sharp.
Four wheelers. Yeah, dude. I remember one of my jobs every summer was taking a sickle, right? You know what the Grim Reaper carries?
Oh yeah.
Standing on an incline hill and sickling thistles.
Dude,
that was my job. I was a kid.
Dude, those things were actually really work pretty well.
Oh, they're great, man. They're fantastic.
Yeah. I think they did a competition where somebody tried to mow. And then the guy was sickling. Is that what it would be called?
Yeah.
And the guy sickling just smoked him.
When you get a good rhythm down, and it's
you're covering some ground, too.
Oh, dude, you can do it. Yeah. I feel like a real badass. But yeah, that was, you know, shooting each other with a 22 birdshot was not nearly.
Typical Tuesday, you know?
That's actually like one of the least dangerous things I've ever done on the farm.
God.
Dude, hanging around PTOs. Like, I was just a kid. Like, make sure you had. And we had old tractors without a
thing
PTO
will
cover.
Suck you in and dismember you.
Dead. Oh, man. I remember one time my brother was in the, and I don't know how it happened, like if something went wrong. But anyway, he pulled up to my dad. My dad was facing away, and Logan got way too close and then, like, dropped the bucket, and it had the tines on it, and it, like, nicked my dad's calf. If he would have been an inch closer, dude, would have ripped his calf right off his body.
Oh, yeah. That's no joke.
Oh, you could even tell. That was one dad was like, Jesus Christ, what are you doing?
Yeah, don't piss dad off, especially when you almost kill him.
Oh, man. But yeah, we were riding bulls and everything.
You know, at the same time, though, I think the dads enjoy that. They're doing something on break, because my dad's been there, too. It's like you're getting way too close to your leg with that chainsaw, man.
Oh, I've done that now. There's points where I'm like, all right, what are you doing?
Right.
What are you doing?
He's got jeans with tears in them from the chainsaws. I'm like, it's pretty close.
All right, good enough. What did we even talk about?
I have no idea.
This is great.
But you know what? That's what podcasts are for.
That's what it's for. It's just randomness and fun. The best is the Italian music that's still in the background.
Lady's dying.
We'll see you guys next time.